than just a witness. I'm Lee Silasera, Fox News. Former President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, called to testify in a criminal probe of election interference in Georgia.
Giuliani is being made to testify in person to a grand jury in Atlanta, tasked with finding whether or not former President Donald Trump illegally interfered with the 2020 election in the state. But Giuliani's lawyers now tell Fox that while they had been told the former New York mayor and Trump campaign counsel was a material witness, he is now considered a target of the investigation. Giuliani is expected to testify in Atlanta on Wednesday. Eben Brown, Fox News.
The Department of Justice is asking a federal judge to keep the affidavit supporting the search of Trump's Mar-a-Lago home private, saying the investigation implicates highly classified material and the affidavit contains sensitive information about witnesses. Several news organizations had requested the papers be made public. Another attempt to recall progressive Los Angeles District Attorney George Gascon has failed.
Recall organizers needed to gather nearly 567,000 valid signatures by mid-July. Well, according to the LA County Registrar's Office, only about 520,000 valid signatures were collected. In total, the recall campaign submitted more than 715,000 signatures, but a number of them were disqualified due to voter signatures not matching with the ones on file with the county.
Fox's Christina Coleman in Los Angeles. The FAA says it's cutting flights at the three airports that serve the New York City metropolitan area due to a lack of staffing tonight, saying departing and arriving flights could be delayed up to 2 hours at JFK, LaGuardia, and Newark Liberty Airport in New Jersey. The statement implied the shortage was expected in air traffic controllers, but the agency didn't specify which employees were out. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A new report finds some overlap between hundreds of employees at TikTok's parent company ByteDance and Chinese state media outlets.
Forbes surveyed hundreds of LinkedIn profiles of ByteDance employees, finding at least 300 workers had previously held positions with Chinese state media. 15 of them appear to work for both currently. The U.S. State Department has labeled those media organizations as foreign government functionaries. U.S. officials have repeatedly warned about the national security threat TikTok poses. FCC Commissioner Brendan Carr called on the CEOs of Apple and Google to remove TikTok from their app stores in June. A ByteDance spokesperson told Forbes that hiring is decided, quote, purely on an individual's professional capability to do the job. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
A once prominent neurologist convicted last month of sexually abusing patients has killed himself at a New York City jail. Dr. Ricardo Cruciani was found unresponsive in a shower area at Rikers Island, according to the Associated Press. Cruciani had been awaiting sentencing in a case where he had been convicted of 12 counts, including predatory sexual assault and sex abuse. He faced up to life in prison. Some areas are experiencing a drop in school enrollment after the pandemic.
Many school districts face declining enrollment as a result of the pandemic. Alberto Carvalho, the superintendent of the Los Angeles Unified School District, tells CBS's Face the Nation, worsening economic conditions are driving many immigrant families to leave, and other parents are simply not enrolling their younger children.
So we have the lost children of Los Angeles. There are lost children in Miami, New York, every single large urban center.
Carvalho says school officials have been going into the community, even knocking on doors, to encourage families to send their children back to the classroom. In Atlanta, Jonathan Seri, Fox News.
Wall Street stocks end the day higher. The Dow plus 151. The Nasdaq gained 80 points. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.